This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the folks at Ambrook. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're seeing front month corn futures down about a penny. Soybeans also down about a penny. We'll look at those numbers coming up here very soon. U.S. markets are flat heading into the final trading date of what's been a roller coaster week for price action, as corn and soy markets, which began the week heavily lower, have recovered over the past two sessions to put themselves in position for net positive results. The main catalyst of the price strength Thursday was the Trump administration's announcement that tariffs would be delayed for Mexico on goods covered by the USMCA trade agreement. The compromise was extended to Canada as well a few hours later. Despite the apparent easing of the trade war just 2 days in, equity markets have been slow to recover, with the S&P 500 down for the third day in four tries. The optimism regarding the trade relations in the grain markets Thursday for now was not felt by all investors, some who likely remain concerned that postponement of tariffs is simply setting the scene for a repeat of the past week's uncertainty to come the next deadline of April the 2nd. On the livestock side of things, opening cattle calls today are for them to be mixed to, well, mixed across the board, and hogs look to be lower to mixed. Hog futures were the beneficiaries of President Trump's decision to delay tariff goods covered under the USMCA on Thursday. Strong gains were seen in nearby contracts. Cattle struggled as traders were uncertain over the cash trade. We'll take a look at the numbers. That's coming your way next.
February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
On the overnight, we see May corn is trading 1¾ lower at 462¼. July at 469, that's down 1¾ as well. Soybeans for May, they're down 1½ at 1025¾. July down 2 cents at 1037½. Soybean meal is down 40 cents right now at 304.50 per ton. Soy oil down a dime at 43.07. Chicago wheat down 9½ at 544½. Kansas wheat down 9¼. That's at 556½. Minneapolis spring wheat is at 585½. That's down 8½ cents. And oats down 3¾ at 373½. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.